This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed. Welcome back to another instalment of IMO. It's the 29th of April 2019. And this is the show where I take news from all across the interwebnets, put it on a bit of paper and share it with you because I want to know what you think. The show's called, in my opinion, is fairly obvious, isn't it? So, I have some great stuff coming up today. My top story, it's all about copper coins. That may sound ridiculous, but trust me, it's kind of interesting. I'm going to be talking about how copper coins might disappear from our pockets in the near future, as there's a kind of some results coming out in the near future about a consultation about how many coins we have. Trust me, it's interesting. It's very interesting, and I'm going to be talking about why we may be saying goodbye to the 1p and 2p coins and asking you guys an interesting question in a second. I've also got a pointless poll on the way. It's where I poll the audience on a pointless topic. This week, it's all about Avengers Endgame. I mean, what isn't? It's all about spoilers, because I've seen so many posts about the spoiling of Avengers Endgame. Don't worry, the poll doesn't contain any spoilers, so no need to run away and hide under a bed. I've also got a tune of the week on the way for you. It's from Avicii. It's a great track. I'll tell you a bit more about that in a moment. But with all the things I'm talking about today, I want to know what you think, and you can let me know in a manner of ways. Primarily, of course, it is through social media. You can get in contact. Just search for Vectis Radio on Twitter and Facebook. You can find my posts at the top bit of our feeds. You can let me know what you're thinking throughout the show. Of course, if you want to send me a text, the number for that is 60777. That's 60777. But before you send that message off, make sure it starts with BR6TT. Otherwise, it goes into a void somewhere. And as well, I do emails. If you're doing it old school today, you can send me an email to studio@vectisradio.fm. But without any further ado, let's get into today's top story all about the potential end of copper coins. It's very sad indeed. So, welcome to part one of IMO, of course, the show that stands for In My Opinion. Now, my top story today, it's all about copper coins, because copper coins, that's weirdly satisfying to say, so that was an aside. But copper coins might disappear from our pockets in the near future, but not everyone is sold on it. And this whole discussion has kind of came about because the Chancellor, Philip Hammond, seemed to signal the end for both the 1p and 2p coins in his spring statement in 2018, as he announced a big consultation, throw out all the huge words today, announcing a big kind of what do you think thing, a big consultation into the different coins that are available in circulation. At the moment, that's your pounds, your 50p's, your 20p's, your 10p's, your 5p's, your 2p's, and your 1p's. I know my coins. The results of that big report are going to be announced soon. But at the time it was all announced, people kind of hastily made clear that they didn't have any immediate plans to get rid of the 1p and 2p coins. So it's not definitely going to go. But then again, I don't know. I really don't know. It's an interesting situation because there are both pros and cons to getting rid of copper coins. So some advocates for the continued use of the 1p and the 2p, the stalwarts of people's pockets and behind the sofa, have said that shops might round prices up to the nearest 5p, which could cause things to be more expensive. Now, that's a valid thing, because I know people always kind of joke about something being £4.99 so they can say it's not £5, or £99.99 to say it's under £100. But actually, this could potentially make things more expensive in the long run, maybe, because there isn't the ability to do oddly specific pricing. So that's something to consider. But something that has been said to kind of counter this point, that things might be more expensive because shops will round it up to the nearest 5p, is that the rise of cards, using your debit card, your credit card, I know my cards as well, and more recently, online paying services like the Apple One, there's the Android One, Android Pay, Apple Pay, I think that's what they're called, where you kind of gesture your phone over the card machine, it goes boop, and that means that the money has transferred. It's magic, I don't understand it. That could mean that it doesn't matter whether there's a 1p or 2p coin, they can charge whatever they want because they could take a specific amount out of the card through the card machines or through the phone machine paying mechanisms. So that's the interesting kind of pro and con about getting rid of 1p's and 2p coins. Because the other thing that I found quite interesting, actually, is that the 1p coin in 2019 is actually, in kind of real terms, not as valuable as a halfpenny coin when it was abolished in 1984 due to inflation and all sorts of strange economics words that make sense once you Google the definition. But if you just hear it, you think, what's that got to do with balloons? But it's a very interesting thing because, for me at least, 1p coins and 2p coins have been around forever. But I do know, of course, before that, there was a completely different coin system and that changed. And I imagine that caused quite a bit of confusion for a while. And would the loss of the 1p and 2p coin be different? I don't know. But the question I'm asking you today on this story about the future of the 1p and 2p coins is that, firstly, I'll say that many countries like Canada, Australia and Sweden have already dropped their low-value coins. Should the UK do the same? That is the question I'm going to be asking you. It will go up on Twitter, and I'll be seeing if we get some interesting responses, if you have any coin-based anecdotes. I know that's weirdly specific, but I'd love to hear from me if you do. As I said, later in the show, if we get some interesting responses, I'll be sharing those and having a real chat about those later on. But I think it's time, while we consider the future of copper coins in this country, we listen to a bit of music to help us clear our heads. So here's a bit of Mike and the Mechanics. I'll be doing my tune of the week in a bit, so stay right where you are.
This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed. Welcome back to IMO, which of course stands for In My Opinion. This is the part of the show where I like to announce the results of the previous week's pointless poll. And I am currently furiously scrolling, trying to find last week's poll. While I'm doing that, I'm going to quickly announce the results of the Twitter poll. Let's bring it up. Okay, so the Twitter poll, the question I was talking about, it was all about revision, because I'd been spending the entire Easter holidays revising for my A-levels. Yikes. And the question I was asking, it was a debate that had come up when I was talking about the best ways to revise in the house. It was, should you revise the day before an exam? Because on the one hand, you can say that yes, it's good to keep the information fresh in your mind. But then again, it is also good to kind of have a bit of calm before the storm, perhaps. That was the question I was posing to you guys last week. And on Twitter, let's see the results. Oh, very conclusive. So on Twitter, the results are pretty much 100% for, yeah, keep it fresh. So on Twitter, the Islanders decided very much that you should just do a little bit of revision on the night before the exam so it's fresh in your mind. And if we pop over to Facebook, we can see that they are in consensus with the folks on Twitter, with 52% of that vote going to, yeah, keep it fresh. Keep it fresh in your mind. Do a little bit of revision before the day before the exam. And 48% of that vote actually going for, nah, keep it cool. Maybe have a bit of blank time before the exam, just so you got a clear mind, nothing bothering you, nothing stressing you out. Anyway, let's get into quickly this week's pointless poll then. So, this week's pointless poll, it's all about Avengers Endgame. It was released over the past week, and I've seen non-stop posts begging people not to spoil the film for them. It's quite funny for me because I'm not particularly invested in the series. It's quite hilarious to watch. But that's probably why I'm not bothered about the film being spoiled. If I was, perhaps I would kind of care a bit more. But I kind of, when I was scrolling past all of these, I was thinking this is a bit of an overreaction, surely. Because I tend to watch standalone films, so I guess I don't have to worry much about spoilers in like a series. But is it something that puts you on edge? That's the kind of the question I'm asking. Are you someone who avoids spoilers like the plague, or are you the one spoiling it or looking for the spoilers? Because I don't know. That's the question I'm asking you this week. It will go up on Facebook and Twitter and stay there for the entire week. Are you someone who avoids spoilers, or is the person spoiling it? I will be announcing the results in next week's show as always. That is all, I think, for the pointless poll this week. And yeah, very good stuff. Yes, so next week, as I said, it will go up on Facebook and Twitter. It will stay there for the entire week. It's a very interesting one. I'm not a spoilers person, really. I guess when it's something I care about, but more often than not, if I'm not too invested, I tend to kind of seek them out to see what people are saying. But anyway, that's my thoughts. What do you think?
This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to part two of IMO, which of course stands for In My Opinion. Now, I'll have a quick check now to see if we've gotten some interesting responses on today's top story all about the future of copper coins. I'll keep having a look, but in the meantime, I think we have time for a quick bonus story. So today's bonus story is all about celebrity sightings. I saw in the local headlines this week that Warwick Davis had been spotted on the Fast Cat at Ryde. I believe he was over for a scout event, because I believe he's like a scout ambassador, I believe is the technical term, and came over and did some stuff in Ryde, I think it was. And it got me thinking, because the island is a bit of a hotspot for celebrity sightings, actually. The most kind of notable recent example in my mind was when Prime Minister Theresa May walked past a couple having wedding photos taken in Cowes, an event that made national headlines, which was quite a bizarre thing, because I've walked along there many times, and to think that all these famous people have also walked along that kind of stretch of sea is quite bizarre. It's quite a strange feeling. But I wanted to know, have you had any celebrity encounters on the island? Have you had any surprise moments where you've bumped into a well-known face on the island? I want to know your stories. You can let me know, of course, through Twitter, Facebook, text and email. The number for text is 60777. Start the message with BR6TT. And if you want to do an email, the address for that is studio@vectusradio.fm. But yeah, no, it's interesting when you kind of you see celebrities in the real world, as it were. It's quite a bizarre thing. I believe, like, once I think we were on like a Channel ferry, and we bumped into Rob Brydon and Lee Mack. It was quite bizarre, because one of them was parked in front of our car, the family car, and the other was parked behind. And it was quite strange to see kind of the two of them interacting, because by the looks of it, kind of they were just on holiday. And that's it's strange. You see these people in the street and you kind of do a double take. I don't know, but I'm intrigued to know your thoughts on that one, as well as the story about the future of 1p coins, a very interesting one we were talking about earlier in the show. If you missed that, you can catch it on IMO podcast, which I edit and upload immediately after the show. You can catch it anytime on Vectis Replay on the website. You can go to vectisradio.com, hover over the on-air section, and you can see the little button that says Vectis Replay. You can find all of our kind of pre-recorded our recorded interviews with amazing community people across the island. I'll have a quick look now, see what's on there. We've got some good stuff on there. We've got... It's loading. We've got for Penny for Your Thoughts, the island soap opera that gets uploaded today. You can catch up on all of this kind of stuff online. And that is pretty much all I have for this week. But that shouldn't mean that you go anywhere. Certainly not for the next few hours, because we all know what's coming up next. Marco is waiting in the wings to take the reins for the final ever Mod Anthems show from 7 all the way until 10. And please give him a warm welcome, because it's his last show. Make it one to remember. If you're staying up really, really late, we've got Brian Saunders from 10 until... like nearly midnight with the sounds of the 60s. And if you're getting up way too early in the morning, there's the Overnight Express with nothing but music. And of course, in the morning, as usual, we've got Hello Vectis from 7 and Dom with The Breakfast Show from 8. I will be back next week with another instalment of nonsense and idiocy. The next IMO show will be the same time, 6 till 7 on a Monday. And to take you up to the news for 7 o'clock, let's have a bit of Lewis Capaldi, great guy, with the track that was number one for seemingly forever, Someone You Loved, on Vectis Radio. Marco's up next. Don't you dare move. Like what you heard? Want to get more? Tune in to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. See you there.